We are at Paralympics GB House here in Clichy in Paris, and we thought we would give you a bit of a, well, an audio look behind the scenes. Now we've got Terry Race with us, and Terry, you look after the volunteers here?
I look after the volunteers and I'm house coordinator, so basically anyone who has a problem can come to me and I can try and help. We just want to make the visitor experience and the staff experience as enjoyable and memorable as possible.
Do you have a lot of volunteers working with you?
We do. We've recruited a lot of volunteers locally here in Clichy. So we've got all ages and all backgrounds. It's fantastic. So quite a team.
Okay, well, we're in the main entrance here. Perhaps you could give us an idea of what's around about us.
As soon as you come into the house, the volunteers will scan your QR code, so that's integral to getting into the house. And if there's any problems with that, we've got a lovely welcome desk where you can go and get your accreditation checked and also lots of information. So the whole point of this area is to make people feel welcome, and if you've got any queries, we can help you, even if it's how do I get to the Eiffel Tower. So it's a real welcome zone. And then the first thing you see as you walk in is a giant Union Jack. And we've actually got one of the Frieze mascots in front, so you can have your photo taken here, which a lot of people love to do, actually, because it's such a big flag and the mascot is quite eye-catching. So quite a few people stop here on their way through past our commercial partner activations, which are on your left.
Okay. I think what we'll do, we'll take a walk along to medals and the bell, and you can tell us a bit about those.
We've just come down to our medal board. This is a fantastic visual, but obviously I want to tell you about it because we've got an opportunity here to change the numbers of medals that we win on a regular basis. So as soon as we hear that someone's won a medal, we change the numbers on the board. They're like magnetic numbers, and it's just like a fantastic way of keeping tabs of how well our athletes are doing. And when they come along having won a medal, we've got some replica medals. I mean, they're only made of wood, but they're silver, bronze and their gold, and so the athlete can pin it on the medal board, and that's sort of quite an exciting moment for them. Obviously we do a lot of cheering and flag waving and music, and then they move on to our bell, which they get to ring if they're a medal winner.
Yeah, tell us about the bell. That's quite an impressive thing, and you obviously look forward to that being rung all the time.
We're here in front of the Trinity House bell, which is made by John Taylor and Company in Loughborough, and it's very eye-catching. It's gold, and all the athletes who've won medals are actually writing their name in a white pen on the gold bell. So hopefully, by the time we finish the games, it'll just be covered all over with names of athletes who are our medal winners. Underneath, there is like a campanology rope, and that's what they pull to ring the bell. It's very loud. Would you like me to do it or not?
Oh, are you allowed to do it?
I can demonstrate it to you.
Yeah,
it
for
is
demonstration
very loud.
Purposes.
Demonstration
of course.
Purposes,
absolutely.
But it is very loud. Would you like to?
Oh,
ring
go
it?
On then. That'd be fantastic.
Shall I hold the microphone and you?
Okay.
Was that loud enough for you?
Ooh.
That's loud, isn't it?
Did I win a medal? That is very loud.
It's such a fun part of the process, isn't it? I'd like me to take you to the first floor.
Off we go. So here we are on the first floor, and what do we find here?
On the first floor is our gallery space, which I'd love to show you because it's a really big, wonderful room with lots of PGB branding, and it's where we hold all our large events. So we've introduced the NaviLens app for our building. Basically, when someone who is visually impaired comes into our building, they can download the app onto their phone. As they walk around the building, we have got the NaviLens codes on each floor, and they will give you an audio description of what you're passing and what happens on each floor.
Okay, you can hear the NaviLens beeping at the moment, so there are codes around and it's kind of guiding me towards it. So let's see what we find.
5 feet away, Paralympics GB, the gallery event space and Paralympic inspiration program.
And it's 5 feet away. So we're in the gallery area. Terry, tell us what's here.
This is a huge sports hall. So you've got double height ceilings and double height windows. It's a vast space. But what we've done in order to make it suitable for our events is we've carpeted the floor. We've got a ramped stage area. We've got a lot of backdrop there with branding, two screens so that you can see what's going. It's a great place to have parties, receptions, press conferences. And that's where we held our press conference on the first day.
So the gallery is a huge area on this floor. Anything else on one, or do we move somewhere else?
We can go and see the PIP Classroom, we're calling it. PIP stands for Paralympic Inspiration Programme. Have you heard about that?
No, but I'm sure you're going to tell me about it.
Well, we're very lucky to be able to bring future Paralympians to come and, you know, sample what it's like to be an athlete. So they come up for about 2 or 3 days. They come and see what it feels like to go to an Olympic village, Paralympic house, see some sport, just be treated like an athlete. They get the kit, and so by the time they go to LA, they'll have experienced something similar, and it's just very sort of comforting and educational and wonderful that they can actually see what it's going to be like. Before we move to the PIP classroom, just in the corner of the gallery is some beautiful artwork. We've got some prints made by Henry Fraser. Now, I don't know if you know about Henry, but he was 17 years old when, unfortunately, he had an accident that crushed his spinal cord. So he is now paralysed from the shoulders down, but he's turned this terrible tragedy in his life to just an incredibly inspirational thing, in that he is a brilliant artist, and we're lucky enough to have his art around. This Technicolor lion, which is behind you, is probably about 10 feet high. Really eye-catching, and it's quite a sort of focal point in this corner of the room. So the way that Henry paints is he uses his mouth to hold the brush. He has an exhibition called Hand to Mouth, which is amazing because he's done so many fantastic pictures. And also there's a book, which you can see, of his prints up on the third floor.
8 feet away, house, floor to the yard, staff catering and staff well-being.
So we've come out of the lift on the third floor, and this is a space which not everyone's allowed in.
This space that we're standing in is fine, because to the left you've got the staff well-being area. So at Paralympics GB we take our staff well-being very seriously. So we've got a play area, we've got a retreat room where you can go and be quiet if you want to, we've got a gym round the corner. So whatever we feel that the staff might need when they're away from home, just to make them feel good, to relax, rest, get away from stresses. Also, we've got crew catering. Would you like to see inside? It's a giant hall.
All right.
But it's actually a sports hall. One moment and I'll open the door. I'll describe the room to you first, because this building is brand new and it's purposely built to hold sporting events, cultural events. And the room we're actually standing in has got retractable seating. It's like an arena. And they can play goalball in here, basketball, or there could be concerts in here. So at the moment, all the seats are retracted because we're using it for crew catering. In other words, this is where I will come and get my dinner. And you can probably smell that because the kitchens are just behind.
Okay. And also on this floor, there's space for friends and family. Is that right?
We have got a friends and family lounge. It's a beautiful space. Friends and family, you know, it's important for the athletes to come and meet with their nearest and dearest in a safe and quiet space. They can celebrate, they can be quiet, they can bring their kids here, they might not have seen them for weeks. So it's just a lovely area where you can have tea, coffee, sandwiches, and just gather. You can watch the sport if you want to. You can pretty much do anything you like. We encourage friends and family to book in at various times, so it's like timed sessions, so that we know that all the athletes get a chance to see, you know, their friends and their family.
Well, it's a private place, as you say, so we won't disturb them. So what are
we
up
to next? Well, I can take you up to the fourth floor, if you like. My favourite floor. It's got a beautiful outdoor space. Let me show you.
8 feet away, Paralympics GB House, floor 4. Turn right to go to the view, a private hospitality space. You will go through 2 doors approximately 10 metres apart to enter the room. The room has multiple TV screens sectioning the room into different areas. Paralympics GB House, floor 4. Turn left out of the lift to head to the terrace.
Okay, so we're up on the fourth floor where we're going to finish our tour. It's got multiple uses, but the most eye-catching thing about it is the outdoor roof terrace space. So we do interviews, there's a studio area for Channel 4, BBC, ITN. Then there's a general hospitality area where people can come and help themselves to tea, coffee, sandwiches. It's a great space for sitting about. Unfortunately, this afternoon we had to run in with the cushions and then run back out because it was raining. And the section that we're standing in here has got 2 big screens. This is where we watched the opening ceremony and we had a bit of a party out here. And there's a space, just a private space for athletes as well, if they just want to literally come and have some tea on their own.
Well, the sun is shining at the moment. It's beautiful up here. Nice breeze as well. So it's a nice place to end. Teddy, thank you much for the tour. And thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Well, it's been my pleasure. And I hope you enjoy all your experience at Paralympics GB House.